Hi everyone, my name is Simon Isiuche and you're welcome to yet another episode on the Productivity Hub. Alright, so as you know, what we do here is get towards making sure there's massive improvement in your life and in your business. You see, the new year, and we are excited to be in the year 2024 against all odds. And a lot of us here, we have goals, we have, you know, new things we want to try out, we have a new vision, we have, you know, check out for those things we could not achieve in the year 2023 and see how we can push to make them happen in 2024. So there's a lot of expectation, and we all want to make more money, of course, and we want to see how we can live a more fulfilling and victorious life in 2024. And today I want to talk about something very, very important, especially for you business owners and, you know, entrepreneurs who are trying to build their brand or build their business on the digital space. I found out that a lot of people make silly mistakes when it comes to running or launching their business online. And this has led me to create this valuable podcast to share some insight and tips on how you can, you know, get better, build your brand better online. Some people think that owning a business and, you know, posting it online is just about creating a page, build a website, and then share and tell people to just buy. You post products on social media, you post your services, tell people what you do, and then you expect sales to just happen automatically. And those people who set out with this mindset eventually get disappointed because it looks like nobody even cares about you. But the truth is that as long as you sell products online, as long as you sell a legit product, there's somebody out there who is in need of your product. Now, the difficulty people have, the difficult part of this job is being able to find your target audience, those people who need what you sell and who are willing to pay. And I've told a lot of people, don't just think that once you post, you automatically it goes to your target audience. There are a few things that you need to do before you can be able to reach them. All right. And some people don't put this into consideration. They just go online and just think that it's about us, just make a post and it's going to happen. It doesn't work that way. All right. Now, there are a lot of ways that you can, you know, make this happen. There's a lot of ways that you can be able to, you know, build a legit brand online and be able to reach your target audience. But I want to talk about one that is very unconventional, but I think it's very important that we need to know. Some people don't know this, and I want to share it with us. And that particular activity or that particular thing is being a spy. If you want to excel, if you want to succeed online, you must learn to be a spy online. A spy on social media, a spy on the internet space. Because remember, whatsoever thing you are selling, you are not the only person selling that product. There are 100 other people who are selling exactly what you sell. Maybe better quality or cheaper the price or more expensive or, you know, more access. People have more access to the target audience than you do. So there's always a competition. No matter what you sell, no matter how good you are, no matter how good your product is, there is always a competition. And then you must think, how am I able to, how am I going to beat down this competition so that I can be able to have all my target audience to myself, although that's almost impossible, right? But the thing is, you must try to see how we can get a fair share of your target audience, because you cannot satisfy everybody no matter what you said and how much quantity you have. You cannot satisfy everybody, but we want to see how we can be able to reach as many people as our products, as much as we have in stock. Okay, whether product or services, you want to be able to sell as much as possible, as much as we can offer. And I tell you, one of the ways that you can do this, one of the ways you can reach your target audience, one of the ways that you can know how to find your target audience, one of the ways that you can make your brand look legit and make it easy for people to build trust with you, is to become a social media spy. Now, what are you spying on? First of all, who is a spy? A spy is somebody who secretly goes out to get info about a particular thing, about a particular area, a particular environment, a particular person. So you're a spy because you want to secretly, okay, undisclosed, you just want to go out to do more like an undercover job. You want to learn how things work somewhere, so you have to be in the place and see how it works without being noticed. So that is one thing you must learn to do on the social media space. How do you do that? Now, you know your competitors. In fact, it's sad that some people who run businesses online don't even know who their competitors are. A few days ago, or rather a few weeks ago, I was speaking with somebody who came in for some consultation. And I asked her, so who are your competitors? She wanted a business plan. I asked her, who are your competitors? Who are doing the kind of things that you do? Who are your direct competitors? And she said, and she doesn't really know. And that was bad. It's not how you're in business and you don't know who you are competing against. Just like you're going on a race and then you're not trying to look left or right to know who your opponents are. The same way, you know, athletes run and then they know they have, they know their opponents. The same way you also in business on the digital space should know your competitors, know where they are, know how far ahead or how far behind they are, so that you can know how to curtail your movements and know if when to conserve energy and when to, you know, impute more force. All right, so you must understand the need to become a social media spy. What are you spying on? You're spying on your competitors, especially those of them who are doing a lot better than you, those who are ahead of you, those who have more customers, those who have reached your target audience, those who are just doing way better than you are. Now, study them. What kind of things do they post? What kind of things do they, what kind of activities do they carry online? Do you understand that? How do they run their adverts? What kind of flyers do they create? Okay, what is the reaction on their comment sections? Okay, how do they respond to the customers? How do they respond to those who make inquiries? You need to learn to study your openness. Study, okay, know how things are working for them and what makes these things work for them. When you begin to spy, you're beginning to learn a few things from them, because definitely they are doing well because something is ticking, something is working. So you can learn a thing or two on what works for them and see how to adopt them, so that you can be able to improve. You can improve and you'll get better. So if you want to excel on the digital space, you want to be able to, you know, reach, you must know where your competitors are, how far ahead or how far behind they are. Study them. Go and spy. Okay? Look out for areas that they are doing so well. Learn. Look out for areas that you are better off than them. Use it as an entry point to meet your target audience. Don't just stay idle. Don't just feel that you don't just stay and don't care about what others are doing, others in your niche. You need to know what they are doing, where they are, and exactly their next move. Okay, you need to be able to anticipate. How are this person getting more followers? How are they getting more customers? Okay, how is it working for them? Learn these things. Don't just stay idle. Don't just feel that, it's not working out. You're not getting customers. And you just feel like, I hope and I pray. Okay, don't get all religious about your business. I'm not saying don't believe in God. I'm saying, come on. Okay, do the work. Walk the walk. Okay, put out the strategies. Learn, observe, see what works and what doesn't work. Implement. Okay, when you try it and if any part that you try to implement and does not, you know, get yield result, you try something else. But what is important is that you are watchful. You are looking around. You're looking at your competitors. I'm not saying don't be original. I'm not saying don't create your own style. I'm not saying don't create your own activities. But I am saying you can use your activities also and modify that of your competitors to build a better brand. Do you understand that? So to every one of you listening to me right now, learn to be a social media spy. Spy on your competitors. Spy on those people who are doing better than you. All right? Both those who you are even doing better off than. Just spy. Learn what they are doing. Learn what works for them. Is it the kind of videos they create? Learn those things. Is it the kind of graphical contents that they push out there? Is it the type of pictures, images they use? Is it their brand marketing style? Try it. Look at it. If it works, come and implement it. Don't just feel that it's just going to tick. If you see, posting consistently can do as much, but if you're not posting the right way, the right content, the things that can interest your target audience, you would not know how to, no matter how consistent you are, it won't make so much of a difference. It won't. So I am charging you today, be a social media spy. Look out for your competitors. Look out for what they're doing. Okay, learn a thing or two from them and see how you can, you know, modify some things. Well, one thing you must always do is try to know how they are reaching your target audience. Now, in the next episode, I'm going to be teaching you how to reach your target audience, the kind of things that you must do, even if you are starting off a business newly, how to make the algorithm, whether on Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube, how to make the algorithm work in your favor. I'm going to be teaching you that in the next episode. So hope you got value from this. You can drop a comment, you can drop a message. If you have a question, you have a chance to ask a question. In all things, I hope that this adds significant value to you. My name remains Sam Onisi Uche, and I look forward to getting your feedback and your questions, your comments soon. So have a wonderful time out, and make sure you are a spy on your competitors. All right, bye-bye.